The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
That sounded like suburbia in a small town.
That sounded like to me, too.
I'm telling you, that might be what our title is.
I believe that is what our title is.
I think that is our title.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
That's amazing.
I don't know how I knew that.
Yeah. Suburbia and small towns and certainly a Pleasant Valley neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I drive around the neighborhoods. I do the little cut through and I see, you know, oh, these were built back in 1961. These were built in 70, and then they all look just the same. It's so funny.
Amazing how that works.
Amazing how that works. And, of course, Carole King and Jerry Goffin wrote that, you know, real building.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were talking about West Orange, New Jersey.
West Orange.
Yeah.
That sounds like a suburbia, too, doesn't
I'm
it?
I'm telling you, middle-class suburbia, and it, with a focus on material possessions and appearances. Keeping up with the Joneses, as they say.
We might catch a lot of that in this show.
Yes, sir. I think so.
All right. How about we keep going with small town, John Cougar Mellencamp, or just John Mellencamp nowadays. But he wrote this song about his experience. He grew up in the small town of Seymour, Indiana.
Not heard of it.
You've never been there, I guess.
Never have.
Yeah.
Hoosiers.
Yeah. Indiana, cool state, but never heard of Seymour, so probably a cool place. But, you know, he likes to celebrate his past in his music, and why not?
Well, I was Got nothing against the big town. Still hate seat enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
And have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello, and he said, hi, what's doing, whoa? Said, sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend, and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth. Well, he got mad, and he saw red. Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home 'cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends, and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. But he went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Where the Georgia patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. And a big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? Judge said guilty in a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile. Said, supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Oh, oh. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got luck stains on his.
Yeah, that sounds like a small town too, doesn't it?
It does. So, backwoods southern lawyer.
Yep, Vicki Lawrence right there. And it's funny, she talked about her marriage to Bobby Russell, and he was the one that wrote that song, and she said that's the only good thing she got out of the marriage.
I'll be darned.
Was that song.
That song.
Yeah, it's a pretty
amazing.
Good thing to get out of it, I guess.
Yeah. Huh. It's funny, this next one, Penny Lane. actually exists. Paul McCartney was sitting at a you know, little bus shelter. They got the, you know, we have them here as well, mm-hmm. waiting for Lennon so he could meet him on Penny Lane, which was a street near their houses right there in Liverpool. And while sitting there, he jotted down things that he saw, the barber shop and pictures of its clients and a nurse selling poppies and, you know, for what do they call that? Remembrance Day mm-hmm. over there in England. And he just turned those images into a song, yeah. much like songwriters do.
Yeah, what's cool is he did all that when they were teenagers.
Yeah.
They were young when he wrote all that down, but years later, mm-hmm. he remembered.
There you go.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children laughing at him behind his back.
Mr. Catch-a-Tar is down the fenders. And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Understand that one, trying to move out of your small town.
Mm-hmm.
The monotony of suburban life.
It can happen.
I'm telling you, it really can. And it's funny, of course, Billy Joel's a great storyteller and has some great characters. Anthony and Mama Leone, and of course, I'm thinking, I wonder if he got that from the famous restaurant there in New York by the same name.
Could be.
Could have done that, that's mm-hmm. for sure. And Sergeant O'Leary. I'm thinking of, what is it, West Side Story?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that police sergeant there, that was mm-hmm. funny.
Yeah, he's grabbing from everywhere, wasn't he?
He was, man.
All right, so we're doing suburbia and small mm-hmm. towns. How about yep. Ode to Billie Joe, Bobby Gentry? Mm. And she was pretty familiar with the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Yeah.
She was born and raised in Mississippi, which, very poor state.
Yes.
And probably a lot of small towns, countrysides and all that. And age 13, she moved to Palm Springs, California. That was a little bigger, I think.
A little more hip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She definitely moved into a better surrounding for what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe and put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night. I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs. Today.
Man, I'll tell you what. Every time I heard that song, it just thrilled me. I just love that song. And it was really interesting. Of course, you know, Stills wrote most of their tunes.
Right.
But Nash wrote this. And it was like after they went to him and Joni Mitchell, actually went out, went shopping, went to an antique store, did all the things that they did in that song. And so he just sat down at the piano and wrote about their day. Kind of cool, huh?
Sometimes I can make a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. It always feels more real anyway when it's, you know, when people are writing from their experience.
Well, and that's why they always tell a writer, write what you know. So
write what you know.
There you go.
Don't try to fake it.
Nope.
All right. How about Once in a Lifetime Talking Heads?
Oh, what a great song.
What a great song. We don't get to play this one enough. And some of the critics who interpreted the song thought it, was talking about the excesses of the 80s. But David Byrne said, no, they're wrong. The lyrics are saying we're largely unconscious as citizens. You know, we operate half awake or on autopilot and end up with a house, a family, a job, and everything else. And we really never stop to ask ourselves, how did I get here?
How did you get there?
Beautiful house with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
Same as it ever was, 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 same as it ever was. Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
Yeah.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy. A gracious good afternoon. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking?
97.9 The Red.
Three Dog Night right there out in the country, and I would think that would be, you know, not the big city, so probably not a suburbia either. Probably small town out there.
Yeah.
And Paul Williams wrote that. You remember Paul Williams?
Man, he wrote a bunch.
He was the shorter of the two.
Yes.
In what? You knew exactly where I was going, didn't you?
Man. Yep.
Trans Am?
That's it.
Yeah. What was the name of that?
Oh, that was Smokey and the Bandit.
That would be the name of a Smokey
yes,
and the Bandit.
He rode around there with Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, well, he was...
They were the ones
contracting.
They were the governor, whatever he was.
And he
was the yes man.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness
gracious. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. We need to watch it again sometime.
I think we should.
All right.
Well, we got the bus rider right here. And, you know, it's funny. It says that the routine of riding the bus every morning, which I did for a long time. And, of course, I didn't have the wife and kids. I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I guess I was a kid. I was 18. I was going to work in Washington. I picked the bus up in Annandale and ride it in there. And for me, I enjoyed it. But this was, of course, I imagine if you had the wife and the kids and you had to ride the bus every day, it would be rather routine.
20 or 30 years into that, yeah.
Yeah.
Might get
a
little old at that point.
Might.
get up in the morning like the rest of us. Places to go, important people to meet. Better not get up or you might lose your seat. Bus rider. Leave the house at 6 o'clock to be on time. Kids at home to make a dime. Grab your lunch pail, check for mail in your slot. You won't get your check if you don't punch the clock. Bus rider. Because you're losing your hair. Doesn't matter what you do, you've nothing to lose. I'm so awful goddamn glad I'm not in your shoes. Bus rider. We'll be right back.
never meant nothing. I was just my father's son. Saving my money, dreaming of glory, twitching like a finger on the trigger of a gun. Neither nothing but the dead and dying back in my little town. Nothing but the dead and dying back in my little town. Nothing but the dead and dying back in my little town. Nothing but the dead and dying back in my little town. Nothing but the dead and dying back in my little town.
My little town. I grew up in a little town.
Did you really?
It's a huge town today.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
what's the name of it?
Annandale, Virginia.
Annandale. I grew up in Virginia Beach. That
you,
was you did that was a little
small
tiny town
then. Yeah. It was. Really was, man. And of course, Annandale looked like Buckingham County. You know, Annandale Road, you know, rounded ditches on both sides, two lanes depending on who was driving. The old farmer's wife was driving. She drove right down the middle, so it was the one lane road right at that point. But yeah, and you know, people talk about they couldn't wait to get out. I just had so much fun. Really did. And, of course, I go back there now, and I just, what?
It ain't the same.
You know, two town centers, and oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh,
it's just concrete and steel everywhere you go. It just changed.
Not a small town anymore.
No. Uh-uh.
All right, small town and suburbias is what we're doing, and Carly Simon up next. That's the way I always heard it should be.
Mm.
And it doesn't really necessarily name a location.
Yeah.
So it could be anywhere. It could be in the big city.
Yeah.
But it touches on the subject of unhappy marriages and friends kind of fitting well, you know, kind of fits in well with the suburbia idea here. So that's why we
stuck
went for
it
this
in there,
one.
Yeah.
And plus, she's a heck of a singer, isn't she? She's a heck of a vocalist.
Oh, yeah.
There's a live performance of her on YouTube doing this, and it's pretty darn good. You know a singer is a great performer when they can do it live.
That's true.
My father sits at night with no lights on. His cigarette glows in the dark. The living room is still. I walk by, no remark. I tiptoe past the master bedroom where my mother reads her magazines. I hear her call sweet dreams, but I forget how to dream. The wound, hide the sun.
Last night I sat him up behind the wheel, said, son, take a good look around. This is your hometown.
Tell you,
the boss,
he's definitely a voice for the common man.
Yeah, absolutely,
that is so true. And it's funny because he's one of the most uncommon men around, but I think he's a common man at heart. And that's I don't think he ever let the hype change him much,
not really. You know? And it's just he's always. You know, he's always had that working class, you know, struggling to get by.
He did. And, of course, that's the portrait of life back in the working class in the Reagan era.
Mm-hmm.
And how many small towns fell apart back then, which I can understand. But it gave him that reputation for being the voice of the common man, that particular song.
Yeah.
I think that's one of his best for sure.
Absolutely.
But Freehold, New Jersey, bedroom community of New York City.
Hmm.
Yeah, 38 miles from Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah.
All right. That was it. Well, how about we hit John Denver next?
Oh, boy.
Back home again. And how about, you know, this is what you've talked about, you know, liking that small town.
Yeah.
Not wanting to get out, but wanting to go get back to it because he's a truck driver and he's in this song and he wants to get back home to his wife and his pregnant wife, I should say, and just get into that small town mode once again after driving around all those big cities.
Yeah.
There's a storm across the valley, clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck out on the four lane. Mile or more away, the whining of his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road, barely gone. There's a fire soft. Supper's on the stove. It's the light in your eyes that makes him warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yeah. Be back home again. There's all the news to tell him. How'd you spend your time? What's the latest thing the neighbors say? And your mother called last Friday. Sunshine made her cry. Felt the baby move just yesterday. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Yes, it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long-lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back. Time body down. Feel your fingers feather soft on me. The kisses that I live for, the love that lights my way, the happiness of living with you brings me. It's the sweetest thing I know of, just spending time with you. It's the little things that make a house a home. Like a fire softly burning, supper on the stove. The light in your eyes, it makes me warm. So far feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. Hey, it's good to be back home again. You know it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Said, hey, it's good to be back home again.
From the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios.
Best music ever.
The best music of all time plays here. WRENLP Charlottesville.
We like all the oldies.
97.9 The Red. Tell a friend.